The Ryan Tuberty Show on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Sky Broadband. Connect with ultra-fast speeds and our best ever Wi-Fi all around your home.
Good morning all, Ryan Tuberty with you. It is Tuesday morning, the 24th of November, which is... What's that, 1 month out from Christmas, the excitement at 4 minutes past nine. We're here till 10 a.m. The text number is 51551. You can email Ryan at rte.ie. It's warm. It's balmy out in Dublin. It's weirdly warm in Dublin this morning, just so you know. But they tell me, the meteorological doomsayers I sit with in the morning say, yes, but at lunchtime it's going to get very, very cold. So just while you're wearing a horrible Christmas jumper this morning, which I have been doing every day this week. It's Tuesday, obviously. So Tuesday's special is, it's an Alpine moment. I'd like to think it's an Alpine scene. It's obviously offensive to the eye. And if you meet me today, you'll be a little more appalled than usual. And that's what happens on Toy Show Week. You're just going to have to live with that. Quite like the face mask that was sent in. It's like a Santa's beard pinned on to a face mask. So when you put it on, it looks like you've got it. It's good. I'll put it up later on. You can see it. I quite like that. But I didn't see a note with it to see who sent it in. Normally I get a note to say, I hope you like this stuff we're sending in. But it was fun. So the Oxford English Dictionary was sitting around the last few weeks going, what's the word of the year? And there were so, because the year was so bonkers, there were too many. They couldn't alight on one word of the year. They said, what are we going to do? Because it was such an unprecedented, like, when you think of the words, like, who hasn't got an email saying, here, dear Brian, I hope you're well in these strange times. Now can I have something? That's how emails go now. Dear John, I hope you're well despite these strange times. Give me something. You're sincerely somebody looking for something. That's the modern email in pandemia. So they said, what are we going to do? They said, we've got words like furlough, bushfires, lockdown, COVID-19 is kind of back, COVIDiots. They said, which one? They said, we're speechless in the home of the dictionary. This isn't good. This year, the usage of the word pandemic has increased more than 57,000%. Is that even a thing since 2019? The word coronavirus, which we first heard, did you know this, in 1968? Well, that's been revived in 2020, obviously. I didn't know until this morning that the word super spreader was coined in the 70s. I thought they had just lashed the word super, as people are prone to do these days, onto another word or prefaced it with it. But it was back in the 70s. But that came back in October after the infection outbreak in the White House. And then there's words and phrases related to the pandemic, like circuit breakers, all new, lockdown, face masks, PPE, medics, delivery drivers. These are all words that we've known and used for so long, but not with such regularity. New phrases have sprung up as a result of the pandemic, like mask up, or anti-mask, or anti-masker, or mask shaming. While words related to changes in the workplace saw an increase of more than 300%, including furlough, remote, and remotely. I still don't know what the word of the year is, but they think that the other word that came up, and somebody decided, let's use this word. And then somebody else said, that's a really good idea. And then everyone decided today, okay, so let's get rid of the word group and completely just get rid of it. Why? Because I'm sick of it. What do we change it? What do we put in instead? Put in something that makes you sound more important. Okay, like what? Like cohort. Oh, that's a great idea. Cohort. I sound like I should. I've had 15 degrees for breakfast. I'm going to say cohort instead of group. This group of people should be doing this. And that group of people. No, this cohort of people. That's a totally different prospect altogether. But as our friend in Dungarvan says this morning, pivot is another word of the year. So get rid of the word change direction, or that, just say pivot. They use it in politics all the time now in America. In America's coming down with ridiculous stuff. We're going to drill down into this argument. That's pivot. Listen, I'm only having a laugh with it, really. Not even a passive aggressive one, just a simple observational laugh about it, because language evolves, doesn't it? Didn't really get into the Queen's Gambit, lads. I had a look at it. It was too slow. I think at this time of year, I need something to keep me on my toes and keep me moving because of where I'm at with the busyness of it all. And you'd think I might need something a bit calmer, but no, it was too... She's beautiful. I mean, there's no doubt about it, but there's only so much of the chess I can take. But did you know that 62 million households chose to watch The Queen's Gambit in its first 28 days? So this is the biggest thing that's happened to Netflix, scripted limited series, that's what they call it, to date. But I'm more interested in the fact that the book on which it was based has re-entered the New York Times, or has become a New York Times bestseller, 37 years after its release. I think that's a great news story. So it means that people will watch something on TV and then go, I'd like to read something as well. And then the two coexist. Was it George Bush once said? I want to live in a world where man and fish can coexist. And now we have it, where technology and books can live side by side. Google searches for how to play chess have hit a 9-year peak. That can only be a good thing. I've never played a game of chess in my life. But I'd say it's a great game for the brain. And interest in chess has gone through the roof. So that's good. This is good. So it's not just people being couch potatoes, just watching episode after series after series. They're taking things to the next phase. Read the book, play the game. That's really good. Good morning to our friends in Mullingar. The Greville Arms Hotel. I have a soft spot for the Greville Arms Hotel. I stayed in a lovely room there one night not too long ago when we went down with the show. And John Cochrane is in the Westmeath Examiner today. And a lovely fella. And he says that the retail sector, they've had an awful year, like so many others, but that the industrial sector has contributed funding to make the lighting of Mullingar a success, which is great because the industries and businesses of Mullingar have stepped in to make sure the town has a top-class display of Christmas lights this year. I love that. It's like our friends in Loughrea where the businesses dug deep. They made their money. They got the lights and they're in business. So well done to them in Mullingar. It's a real nice thing to do. They're going to be turning on the lights officially at Dominic Square at 5:30 this morning. And Lucy Thompson's going to do the job. She's two. So she'd probably just lash out with her hand and see where it goes. But hopefully it'll be a successful lashing out of the hand and it'll hit the button and boom, Mullingar lights. Like I've noticed driving around the place and walking around the place because the traffic's too heavy. I've never seen traffic like it at the moment, but I've noticed walking around. Houses have lights outside and I've seen a few trees and windows. In other words, Christmas has come early this year because people are rightly deciding, nah, come on, let's make it. If you can have a long COVID, you can have a long Christmas. So let's go for it. And why not? I completely agree. We took the decorations down from the attic last night. Now, we didn't take them out or do the tree. We're just inching towards the excitement of it all, bit by bit. Candles and chocolates and all that. But the decorations came down and dusted them off, put in the few new ones that we have and ready to go. Just add tree. So Paul Mescal has been saying in an interview that he with GQ magazine that he sat down recently with Daisy Edgar-Jones, his co-star of Normal People, to sit down to watch the show together for the first time. The lockdown precluded them from doing so, so they decided to play a drinking game. And I saw this headline, I thought, well, I can probably hazard a guess at every time they did what, they'd raise a glass and they'd be pretty locked within 7 minutes. But I was wrong. My mind was in the gutter when I thought that, because in fact the drinking game decided it was every time they'd have a drink every time Connell wouldn't complete a sentence, which probably had them locked within six minutes actually, because he said more incomplete sentences, if that writing sense, than they did the other. So that's interesting to me. And any time Marianne would make an emphatic statement that made Connell uncomfortable, they did shots. So that's the Normal People drinking game. We ended up talking over most of it, he said, reflecting on the days and the costume changes and the memories. And it was special to get to do that. That's another big story of the year, wasn't it? The Normal People success and excitement of the Normal People drinking game. We can add that to the toy show drinking game, which obviously I've never played because I'm busy. But I believe that's quite good fun too. And I would play it. I'll play it in retirement. How about that? Watching guy. Every time that happens, I'm going to do that. There's a place in Canada's Alberta province called Jasper. Now, Jasper is an alpine town. I've never been to Canada. It's a place I'd like to go, largely because of the famine connection. I'd like to see Gros Eel and maybe venture into it a bit further. I've never been. I've also never met an unpleasant Canadian. But if you head towards this province, they've put up signs asking motorists, please don't allow the moose to lick the salt on your windows in your car. So the moose are licking the windows? And what is this crazy story? Am I losing my mind? But the guy in the park said there are people, the moose, they're obsessed with salt. It's one of the things they need for the minerals in their body, the minerals in their body. They need the salt. And they usually get it from salt lakes in the park. But now they realise they can also get road salt that splashes onto the car. So now they're licking the windows in the hope of a little pinch of salt for their minerals in a given morning. The moose at the Jasper National Park, where people often park on the side of the road in hopes of catching a glimpse of the moose. They let the animals near your car. It's actually apparently quite dangerous thing to do. By allowing moose to lick the salt off your car, they will become habituated with being around cars. And that poses a risk to both the animals and the drivers, who can accidentally crash into them. So don't let the moose loose about your hoose, because it's dangerous all round. Be careful. Thank you to the lovely, who is this, Helen and the team at Meadows and Burn for that very thoughtful note, which I got, and it was put a lovely wind in my sails, and it was a very generous thing to do. So thank you for that. And also to Kira Early and Maiden Jules for equally pleasant tidings. I appreciate that them very, very much. And Karen and Natalie are there, and Bean and Goose, again, very kind. They heard me ranting about the lack of Lindt chocolates in the tin. They said, oh, we can sort that out with our chocolates, and they're very nice. Warm Wishes, is your card is lovely. It's Warm Wishes, and it's a person heading towards the oven, which is obviously getting quite hot, and saying Warm Wishes, and beautiful. But thank you. And one from Mary Galvin, by the way, for the books that you very kindly had. You were doing your Marie Kondo, and you said, I know who'd like those, and you sent them in, and I got them. So thank you, Mary, and your dear friend of one of my favourite people, Sandra. So thanks so much for getting in touch. I got them, and I appreciate that very, very much. And from Trish Taylor Thompson, who's a visual artist, also thank you for going to so much trouble and creating such beauty and bringing it my way. I'm very, very grateful. And I often mention Shandon Sweets, and sure enough, they not only are they open, but they've opened, started off a website. So if you want to get some old clove drops or cough sweets or leftover shrapnel, head to shandonsweets.com and they'll help you there, which is a nice thing to do. I believe the PlayStation 5 is a horror show to try and get. And I'm not part of the PlayStation world, never was, but that's not to say I don't appreciate what it does. I do. Some UK customers opened delivery boxes going, ah, it's arrived, thank God. And what do they see in them? Kitchen appliances or toys. Isn't that a horror show? So they are having trouble in that regard. So I'd hate to be looking for one of those. Young people, meanwhile, have been reminded to register to vote before an annual update of the register on Wednesday. I'm always a keen advocate of getting people registered and getting them ready to vote, because it's such an important, and it's a beautiful gift from a country to be allowed to vote, I always think. And the National Youth Council of Ireland, in their wisdom, is urging people to make sure they have registered before the deadline, which is tomorrow. So if you're an adult with a younger person, or if you're a younger person who is an adult, get busy and get registering, and then you can take part in that, in the glorious experience that is democracy in full flight. The Minister for Tourism, Culture, Arts, Gaeltacht, Sport, Media, Catherine Martin, TD, has announced funding decisions to support recording by artists under the music industry stimulus package. It's a lot to say, but the point is good. Because nearly 200 musicians and bands are being awarded nearly €900,000 to help them to record singles and EPs and albums. This is practical aid, I think, where it's needed. And this support covers a wide range of music genres, which makes a lot of sense. And I think that's proactive. And hopefully, I don't know if it's enough, but I hope it is. And hopefully it'll go some way to alleviating the pressure for all our musicians who we need to love, mind and cherish. Because where would we be without the music, lads? And the people who make the music behind the scenes and the people who sell the music in the shops, they sometimes get forgotten because we take it for granted. And then something stops. The day the music dies, we're all dead. OK, 51551. Very popular at the beginning of 2020, says Peter in Wicklow. And it's back at the end of the year. We're back to backstop. Yeah, I understand. And it is it's one of those words. And we're into kind of Brexit endgame at the moment. It bores me senseless as a story, but I know how big it is. But it's also very hard to sell as a point of interest, really, to people. But they're doing their best. And God help them, Tony Connolly is a hard worker. He is there day in, day out, trying to make sense of that 5,000-piece puzzle that is Europe. And he does it with great skill, in fairness to him. As someone who's worked in the ESB for 30 years, says the text, we get issued with PPE once a year. That is to say, trousers, jacket and boots, etc. I never heard anyone else use it, bar us, until March. And now you can get it in pennies. But unfortunately, you can't get anything in pennies because it's closed. But I know what you're saying. Of course, PPE was news to us. Brendan says, our family of young adults and old fogies like me are loving the Queen's Gambit. It looks beautiful. It is thoughtful and indeed thought and conversation provoking. Great cross-generational issues. Few of us know too much about chess. It matters not a whit. We're even watching it simultaneously with a good friend in Denver. That's nice. We finished episode 3 last night, only 4 to go, so we don't have to invest our whole future lives to get to the end. And then the book for Christmas. Oh, well done. I like your style. Nice thing to do with the family. I'm giving the crown a chance. I'm finding it quite nice as a salve at the end of a day. It's very easy. Acting's very good. The story is bonk. Would you want to be a member of the royal family, really? When you think of it, oh, the big house and very little by way of... I don't want to criticise them because it's not... I just feel that you nearly have pity in some way. Pity them with their million. I know that's not the point. It's just, it feels quite cold, the whole thing, the whole existence. And yet they can't be. They are human. There's blood running through their veins. And yet, and then I think, well, I have to say, I really admire what Queen Elizabeth II did when she came to Ireland. I will never forget that. And... so it's making me think a lot, and I think that I know younger people are watching it, which I think is really good, and they're watching going, did that happen? And then you look it up and you go on YouTube or you look at a history book or whatever you think. So that's great. I like when TV and books and history and politics all intermingle, because then it comes educational, and that can't be a bad thing. 20 past 9, shall we go for... I feel like... poor old Freddie Mercury would have died this day. I know I played him yesterday. I'm going to play him again today. In 1991, the 24th of November. And I'll bring you this. I had this perfect God will be with me again. Now, that is a beautiful, and it's a little shorter than we would expect because it goes on for about 10 minutes, and that's where we listen to it on our own in the car, driving along, singing quite badly, but as Freddie Mercury, who died this day in 1991. What a great song, Montserrat Caballé, singing with him. Have you tried tasting a car without salt, says Luke? Don't blame the moose. Speaking of chess, Paul and Luke, and so I was playing chess with a friend of mine recently, and he said, let's make this interesting. So we stopped playing chess. I didn't see that coming. I mean, you can have that. We said, let's make this interesting. So we stopped playing. That's really funny. People seem to be quite puzzled as to how, if you excuse the expression, how I have never played chess in my life. It's just because someone looks like they should play chess doesn't mean that they do play chess. That's what I'll say. Don't judge a boring book by its cover. It's not my fault. Good help. We used to have plans. Now we have a roadmap. You got that right. The language is great. Taking up chess is a wise move. I was having dinner with a chess player last week. It took her an hour to pass me the salt. You're all out tonight. Yeah, go on. Listen, you can keep them coming. It's that kind of week. We have levels coming out our ears now on Thursday or Friday. So let's have a bit of fun getting there. Tesco. Have declared that 2020 is the year when everyone's off the naughty list, just so you know. And whether you were the worst DIY hairdresser or you let the kids watch TV rather than homeschooling, all you need to know is that everything is forgiven, because they've declared a ban on the naughty list for 2020. And we have this quiz for you this morning. You have a chance to win €500 to spend in Tesco and stock up on your favourite festive treats. So you just have to answer 5 Christmas-related questions. We'll do this a little later on. For every question you get right, you get €100. And then there's a naughty list bonus question, which is worth €200. So you could end up with €700 worth of, I suppose, essentially shopping vouchers for Tesco. So it's a nice, generous prize, particularly at this time of year. If you want to give us a call now, do so. 1850-715-900. And you won't be crying because we won't be checking whether you've been naughty or nice. So don't worry about it. Everything's going to be okay. 1850-715-900. Eileen from Dublin has been on. Just listening to your show and Freddie Mercury singing Barcelona. Last September, the 12 months, myself and my husband went to Barcelona. We did a tour which took in the Magic Fountain, something that we will never forget. And listening to Barcelona brought it all back. They also played the Cranberry Zombie, listening to this and watching the fountain, dancing and changing colours, and it was magic. So we brought you right back there, Eileen. Good. And Tell Seymour says, Noel, I hope his mother gets the pardon she richly deserves, which we'll be happily to pass that on. It's 70 minutes to 10.
The Ryan Tuberty Show on RTE Radio 1.
To me, that photo says text of Christine Keeler works because there's so many triangles in it. Triangles work in photography. I never saw it that way. There were other photos taken during that session, but they don't have the same impact. It's ironic, too, that she was involved in a love triangle. It's such a stunning piece of photography, and it's simple, and yet obviously no one else did it, but the photographer knew what he was doing, or she was doing, and Christine Keeler looks just so beautiful in it. This in the film Scandal with John Hurt, who played Dr. Stephen Ward, yes, as Tom and Ralph Farnham, the nightclub, the Roaring Twenties, is featured. It was a West Indian club in Carnaby Street. And I remember being taken there some years ago, downstairs, huge speakers, pumping out reggae music, and the air was full of marijuana smoke, which I don't take. But it was a memorable visit. Yeah, that was Stephen Daldry, I think, was the director of that film, which makes sense because I see his name popping up in The Crown too. So it's all the roads are intermingling today. And in the movie, of course, you had the Pet Shop Boys working away with Dusty Springfield to bring this very kind of 80s style sound. That good tune, though. So let's give this a whirl at 9:45. Tune that. I haven't heard that for a long, long time. Dusty Springfield with the Pet Shop Boys. What have I done to deserve this? This is interesting. Preliminary negotiations, says Joe, for our Christmas family plans already not going well. And I haven't even considered the in-laws yet. Spare a thought, says Joe, for those of us dealing with sensitive family members whose egos are greater than any global pandemic. Common sense is not common. If, says Joe, Dr. Houlihan gave strict numbers and strict advice for Christmas Day, he'd be doing a lot of us a huge favour. And thank God for the toy show. Well, Joe, it's good. It's a fair point. Nobody knows what's going to happen on Christmas Day. And I can guarantee you, it's in my family, your family, every family on the island is going, what? What are we going to do with numbers? I mean, what do we do? What happens if the Stasi starts saying, I saw two people going into that house when somebody else didn't went to that house and then nobody went to their house? So it's going to be an interesting one to see what they do in terms of fluidity of numbers and flexibility of movement in the few days in and around Christmas. I'm not sure. It looks like they're going to announce stuff on the night of the toy show or maybe the day. Hopefully it'll be earlier on, but we shall see. But I feel your pain. I think most of the country does. Yes, I love this one. A group of chess enthusiasts had checked into a hotel. They were standing in the lobby discussing their recent tournament victories. After about an hour, the manager came out of the office and asked them to disperse. But why, they asked as they moved off. Because, he said, I can't stand chestnuts boasting in an open foyer. Come on. Well done to whoever sent that in. It's a beautiful piece of work. That's enough. We've got to leave it there. Thanks so much for listening. Stay tuned for Claire Byrne. Have a wonderful day and we will see you all tomorrow.
The Ryan Tuberty Show on RTE Radio 1.